You know, I love the fruits of the Spirit. We've been preaching through this. And so today, if you know the text, if you recall the text, and if you can quote it, I think, Vernon, did you get those together for us this morning? So if you would, you want to recite this with me, I welcome you to. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. You know, everyone wants to have peace of mind, don't we? We all want peace of mind, whether you have a job or you stay at home, or whether you're a male or female, or a feller or fellette, you know, as I could say. You know, whether you're 15 or 50, everyone wants to have peace of mind. But most of us have to admit we experience more stress than peace. It seems like everywhere we look, we have all this stress in our life. And stress is an unfortunate fact in the life of this modern world that we live in. Everyone is under so much stress. Everyone is tense. Everyone's on edge. Millions of aspirin are consumed every day. Tylenol, ibuprofen, and many other things that we shouldn't take that we do. You know, everyone's under stress. The sale of tranquilizers to help people sleep are higher now than ever. I'm telling you, prescription drugs are an issue in America today because people have so much stress and anxiety, they turn to that instead of turning to Him. We're told that too much stress is unhealthy. And, you know, but we know that. We know that for centuries, nearly 3,000 years ago, Solomon wrote this in Proverbs 14:30. A sound mind makes a robust body, but runaway emotions corrode the bones. Different translation. A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. The Bible has a lot to say about stress, and even more about its antidote, which is peace of mind. Did you know that the Bible speaks about three kinds of peace? But what's peace? What's peace in your life? I think the first is spiritual peace. We've got to have spiritual peace. Spiritual peace is a peace with God. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that's the foundation of all peace, the bottom line of it all. We have to have peace with God before we can have any other kind of peace. And I hope you found that peace today. I hope you're here today knowing that you have peace no matter what's going on in your life, no matter how many problems you have or how much stress, you have peace because you got God in your life. He gives you peace when there's no other peace on earth. Jesus came, peace on earth, right? He says this in John 14. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. The next one is emotional peace. I think that's where a lot of us, we land on this one. We first must have peace with God, which is spiritual peace, and then we can have peace of God, which is an emotional peace. This is what most of us think about when we think of the word peace. It's an eternal sense of well-being and order, like everything's okay. You know, there's days where I've said to myself, not everything's okay. It's just not inside of me. So I need to get with God. I need to take some time and spend with Him so that things can be okay. Because God brings that okayness within me. That He puts things back in order inside of me. Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Be thankful for that. Man, I'm thankful that God brings peace in my life when there's no other peace anywhere else. Amen. You know, that Greek translated word right there, rule, he used is only used one time in the Bible. that I found. And that word means to umpire. And that verse says that we should let the peace of God be the umpire in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
What does umpire do? It keeps the peace. He makes sure that the game is played in a smooth and orderly manner, right? God wants that for us. He wants you, this eternal umpire will keep you at peace even when everything else around you is chaotic. That's what I'm trying to say. You ever heard anybody say, I just need to get away? I mean, we've all said that, right? That's common. I mean, sometimes I think, man, I just got to go somewhere. I got to go somewhere. I know all of us have said that. You ever been so tired at night that your body collapses into the bed, but your mind's still going, and you can't sleep? I have that happen quite often. My mind is just thinking about all this junk, all this stuff going on, and I can't turn my mind off. Your mind just races from one thought to another. And you just really can't get away from that. Sometimes you think you can go on a vacation or go somewhere, but let me tell you, your emotional peace, it doesn't matter your location. If you're not happy here, you won't be happy there. You got to get right emotionally there. You need both spiritual peace and emotional peace. Third, we need a relational peace. And this relational peace, Romans 12:18 says, if possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. We can create a lot of chaos in our own lives, can't we? Man, especially this thing that God put in the front of our face right here. We can create a lot of problems with that. You know, blessings and cursings and so for most of us, our biggest problem are people problems. If it wasn't for people, we'd all just do all right, wouldn't we? I'm telling you, there's days where it's like, God, I mean, what in the world? Getting along with people is getting along with your friends. Sometimes it's your boss. Sometimes it's your in-laws. Sometimes it's your outlaws. Sometimes it's your family. And your family can be the most frustrating thing in the world to deal with. Let me tell you, everybody can say amen to that, right? But we got to deal with it. We got to deal with conflict. And how do we deal with all of that? Man, let me tell you, things go a lot better when you got God in your life. You learn how to deal with those frustrating things, and instead of blowing up, and I'm telling you, this is what convicts me so much, because I like to handle things my own way. And sometimes my mouth flies open before my heart, before I start thinking, you know, calm down, you know. And sometimes it just happens that way. Most of all with my family. I have to pray and repent over that kind of stuff sometimes. I'm like, maybe I didn't handle that the right way. Maybe I should have prayed first before I said something. That's a big amen too, isn't it?
Yeah. Amen.
Learning a little bit about you guys today. You guys are learning a little bit about me too. But let me tell you, I'm a human being. I do things wrong too. I say things sometimes that I don't mean to say. I do. But God is faithful. He's forgiving. The world is condemning, but God is not. Christ died for all, right? He loves us, and when we come to Him and say, you know, we should feel comfortable about telling God our problems.
Yeah.
Lord, that's the relationship that we have with our Heavenly Father, is that we shouldn't be afraid to tell Him anything. He knows it anyway. You're not hiding anything from Him. But He loves it when we say, Father, I messed up. Can you help me with this? I messed up. Forgive me. You know, maybe I didn't handle that the right way. And praise God, I'm not like I used to be.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise God for that. Because I handled things a lot different back, you know, 30 years ago. Yesterday. Let's get right. Let's get, okay? Because I'm better today than I was yesterday. Amen. But to have true peace, we need spiritual peace, we need emotional peace, we need relational peace. But we can only find that in one place. In John 14:27, Jesus promised this. He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. I love the way another translation puts it. It says, peace I leave with you, my perfect peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge. I like that. Let my perfect peace. See, we realize that it's His perfect peace that brings peace to our life. Jesus spoke these words right before He went to the cross. Right before He went to the cross. And notice that Jesus says that He gives us this peace as a gift. It's a gift to each one of us. We cannot work it out. We can't work for it. We cannot earn it. It's not something we can pretend to have. We cannot psych ourselves into it. It's a gift that we simply need to accept, that peace that God can give. Notice, too, that the peace Jesus gives is different from what the world gives. The world's peace is fragile. How many wars have there been in your lifetime? How many ceasefires? Someone figured it out. I read a statistic that said the past 3,500 years, the world there in this world, there have been 286 years of peace in 3,500 years. The peace of the world is temporary. But also notice that God's peace is not related to circumstances or situations. There's peace. When Paul was in prison and in chains, he wrote, he had peace. He had peace. God's peace allows us to be tranquil in the midst of trouble. So how do we get this peace? There's a few things that I've got written down. It won't take very long. Obey God's principles, number one. Obey God's principles. That's a hard one. We like to read about them. We've probably sat, most of us here have been in church most of our lives. We've heard countless sermons and Bible studies, and I talk about this often, and yet we still have trouble with applying it to our lives. If we want peace in our life, we got to obey God's principles as found in His Word. In other words, just do what the Bible says. As James said, be doers of the Word, not just hearers of the Word. Just be doers of the Word. It just brings peace to your life. Psalms 119:165 says, those who love your law have great peace. Nothing makes them stumble. Isn't that wonderful? Nothing makes them stumble. God says that peace comes when we live in harmony with Him, when we do what He tells us to do. We don't like to be told what to do, do we? Most of the time. You know, when we buy a new car, there's an owner's manual inside the glove box most of the time. That owner's manual tells us where all the fancy buttons are. Most newer cars, it used to not be that way. You get an old car, you only had two or three buttons, and that's it. You know, you had to go pedal and stop pedal, you know. The little blinker thing, you know, up and down. I mean, it was simple. You know, drive and not drive. It was simple. Now there's all this stuff. You know, GPS, navigation, all these buttons, heated seats, heated steering wheel. I mean, come on. That's just pretty, I don't know what to even say about that. It's what? I know. Yeah, they got cars that drive themselves now, but you know, they got this owner's manual. It tells you how to use all those things. You know? Sometimes it takes you a month to figure it out where everything's at, and then it's like me getting out of one car and then driving Leanne's car. I'm like, I'm all messed up. Because I'm like, you know, and then I get in my old truck. It's simple. Go, stop, blinker, you know. No intermittent window wipers. I mean, you know, it's just simple. I like it. I'm a simple person. I like that. But, you know, the Bible is not complex, really, as most people think it is. It's just, you know, it's just some things you just like, hey, just follow after me and, you know, I'll make you fishers of men. You know, it's not that hard. Just do what I tell you to do and you'll be fine. It's just a manual. Just like we learn how to navigate through this word or through this world through God's word. And God's word is our owner's manual of life. It contains principles and about finances and business and health. And yeah, health is in there too. It tells you about relationships and how to get along with people and each other. And some of us ignore these principles, but if you do, you'll not experience peace in your life, I'm telling you. There's greater peace when you forgive people than when you don't forgive people. And I know that's hard to do sometimes because it seems like people just don't deserve to be forgiven. But let me tell you, when you're in the will of God and you're willing to forgive somebody, let me tell you, that burden comes off of you. And you're able to sleep better at night. Come on.
Amen.
Just give it to God. Your life will run much, much smoother. I'll put it that way. It's not really the right word to use, but your life will run more smoothly if you live according to God's design. And it's all presented in His Word. Amen?
Amen.
It's that simple. It's not that complex. We need to accept God's pardon as well. Sometimes some people carry around a lot of baggage from their past and it bothers them, and Satan loves to bring that up. You remember that when you did this, or you remember that when you hurt that person, or you remember that. Guilt is the number one destroyer of peace in most people's lives. And when we feel guilty, we feel we can't let it go. We can't let go of our past. And the only way to have peace of mind is to accept God's pardon. We have to accept. As far as it is from the east to the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Psalm 103:12. Isn't that wonderful? Don't let Satan bring that stuff back up in your life. God has forgiven you. Amen?
Amen.
He's buried that stuff. It's God's nature to forgive, and He likes to forgive. And someone said that God has a big eraser. Not a little one. He's got a big one. He wipes it all away. Amen? Cleans the slate. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. God's forgiveness is available to each and every one of us, and we need to accept His pardon. Focus on God's presence. Man, I love this. If we want peace, we must focus on God's presence in our life. We must realize that God is always with us. Amen? God is with you wherever you go. He's not just here in this building. And you don't just come to see Him on Wednesdays, you know, like visitation time. No, He's with you everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. Amen? We have a choice of either focusing on our problems or focusing on God. And if you constantly focus on your problems, you'll be distressed and depressed, but if you look at Christ, you'll be at rest. That rhymes, doesn't it? Stressed, depressed, or you can find rest in God. It's what you concentrate on that determines your level of personal peace in your life. Focus on God's presence. And He's with you wherever you go. The psalmist says this, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." That psalm reminds us that God is our refuge and He is our strength. And no matter how overwhelming the odds seem, He is ever present in our life. He's always there. Later on in Psalm 46:10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." Psalms 46:10 says, "Cease striving and know that I am God." The first thing we need to do when we are facing trouble is to seek God. Amen? How many of us do that? Or how many of us try to figure it out on our own? Sometimes we tend to do that, don't we?
Yeah.
And then when everything else fails, then we say, "Well, let's try this." The second thing is to be still. The Hebrew word for be still means to ease up or to let go. You know, it's been said that most of our problems come from our own inability to be still. And when was the last time that you just sat still? Maybe not saying a word, just sat still and just said, "God, you know, just think about, okay, God, what do you want? What do you want from me?" Just listen. Boy, that's hard to do sometimes, just to sit still. When was the last time you did that? When was the last time you just focused on God? We need to realize that God is God, for one thing, and that He's big enough to take care of all of us. Right? Creator of all things. I think He can handle it. So we need to obey God's principles, accept God's pardon, focus on God's presence, and then we need to trust God's purpose. You know, God has a purpose. If we want to experience God's peace, we must trust God's purpose. Even when things don't make sense. And there's a lot of things that doesn't make sense. I get up every day and it doesn't make sense that we have to get older. Right? Does it make sense that we have to lose some hair? Does it make sense, you know? There's a lot of things that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that I can say a lot of things about what's going on right now. Women wanting to be men and men wanting to be women. And doesn't make sense to some of us, does it? Doesn't make sense that how a person could think that abortion's okay. It doesn't make sense to me. There's a lot of things that doesn't make sense. I know I'm pushing the line right now this morning, but I'm just talking reality here. This is what we think, right? I mean, we look at these things and we're like, "Man, that doesn't make any sense at all." Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean onto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. I think there's times that he just doesn't expect us to understand. He just wants us to just listen, and he wants us to be still and just have peace in our life. That it's okay. God's in control. It's hard to say that God's in control of all the things that are going on in this world today. But he is. He knows exactly what's going on in this world today. I think, you know, when you look at that, there's four verbs found in that verse right there. Trust, lean, acknowledge, and direct. Right? The first three verbs are commands, and the fourth verb expresses a promise. God will direct your paths. Amen?
Amen.
So no matter how chaotic your life may seem, no matter you may not understand anything that's going on in your life, just remember that God will direct your path. And He's in control. Let us consider how we can trust Him. Have you ever noticed that many things in life that doesn't make sense and you feel a lot of things or life is beyond your control? You ever felt like life is, you're out of control? What do you do in those situations? What do you do? The Bible says, just trust me. Just trust me. Just trust me. Don't try to figure it out. Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't try to do it yourself like we do all the time. And we waste a lot of time and energy always trying to figure things out, but God urges us just to trust Him. Just trust me. We all face problems in our life, and we ask, why me? Why me, Lord? What have I ever done? Everybody knows that song. To deserve even one. I mean, we live life like that sometimes. And we waste a lot of our time and energy always trying to figure out those things that we don't understand. We just need to start trusting God. And the writer of Proverbs, he urges us to just trust and not to depend on our own understanding. Our own understanding is limited. But not God's. God's understanding, there's no limit to God. And I heard a preacher say one time, someday I'm going to preach a sermon on words or phrases we will never hear God say. And one of the words is oops. You'll never hear God say that. You'll never hear that from God. Man, I've used that word many times. Oops. Or, uh-oh. God will never say that because He never makes a mistake. He never makes a mistake. God has a purpose for you in your life. He has a purpose for me in my life. And I just have to trust. You have to trust Him and not lean on our own understanding. We just have to acknowledge Him as God and who He is and just trust Him. And many of us have traveled down some pretty, I won't say straight paths, because they've been pretty crooked. We've wandered here and we've wandered there, but God says if we'll just trust Him, acknowledge Him, and lean not on our understanding, He'll direct us through. He will lead us. He'll guide us. And so I ask you this morning, where do you put your trust at? Do you really trust Him? Only you can really answer that question. Do you really trust God this morning?
Amen.
I can't answer that for you. And I think the last thing that I want to talk about this morning is we just got to ask God for peace. Have you ever really just done that? God, give me peace. I've said many times God needs to give me patience. That's really never a good thing to pray for. Because usually if you don't get patience, you're going to need bail money. Right? Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension or understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Notice the order, the first prayer, and then peace. And there's a cause and effect relationship there. Prayer is the cause and peace is the effect. One of the apostles said, you're never going to have it if you don't ask for it. Yeah, if you don't ask, you're never going to receive it. Right? If you're not praying, you're likely to be worrying about a lot of things. And let me tell you, worry is not good either. And worry is a useless emotion, and it's a waste of time and energy. But it seems like we get caught up in worrying about things. Even when we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, we're still worrying about it. Our word worry comes from the German word, Wurgen, which literally means to choke. And that's what worry does. It chokes your life. Jesus says this in Luke 8:14. He says, the seed which fell among the thorns, these are the ones who have heard you, the ones you have heard, and as they go on their way, they are choked with worries and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to maturity. In the NIV, it says, I tell you that this man, rather the other, went home justified before God, for everyone who exalts himself will be humble, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Luke 8:14. So if you start to worry, pray. When pressure builds up, don't just panic. Pray. Prayer is a tremendous stress reliever, isn't it? It can be your safety valve, I guess. When the pressure gets so strong and so high in your life, when pressure builds up and you feel like you're just going to explode, just open the safety valve and pray. Turn your cares into prayers and lay it on the Lord, and God will not be stressed out about what you tell Him. He already knows everything about you. He knows all that's going on in your life. And just talk with God. Just talk with your Heavenly Father. Tell Him what's on your mind and what's troubling you, and ask Him to meet your needs, and ask Him to help you with what's robbing your peace in your life. You can talk to Christ about all these things and anything else that's bothering you. I'm telling you. It's a relationship that we have with the Heavenly Father. And if you don't have that relationship, you can have all the knowledge of the Scriptures. You can know all those things. But if you don't have the relationship, it doesn't matter. You first have to have a relationship with Him. I'm telling you, you'll feel a lot better or haven't done so. There's a very simple prayer that I heard, and it says, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I love that. It's a great prayer. It's a wonderful byproduct of your prayer is peace in your life. So let's pray for peace, not only in our own lives, but pray for peace in each other's lives. And let's pray for peace in this world. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You again so much for Your word, Lord. Let it be applied in our lives, Lord. Let it be burnt into our hearts and minds, Lord. Lord, but let us let go of all those things and trust You today. Lord, for let us not lean on our own understanding, but just trust You in all these things. Let the worry go. Let the stress go. and just trust you. Lord, let us leave here better than we came. And I pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.